This is Tokyo, once a city of 6 million people. What has happened here was caused by a force which, up until a few days ago, was entirely beyond the scope of man's imagination. Tokyo, a smoldering memorial to the unknown. An unknown which at this very moment still prevails and could at any time lash out with its terrible destruction anywhere else in the world. There were once many people here who could have told of what they saw. Now there are only a few. My name is Steve Martin. I'm a foreign correspondent for United World News. I was headed for an assignment in Cairo when I stopped off in Tokyo for a social call. But it turned out to be a visit to the living hell of another world. Emergency hospitals were overflowing with the maimed and the dead. For the living, the horror of last night was over. The only thought left was the paralyzing fear that it could happen again today or tomorrow. Everyone who had survived without serious injury was helping to repair the human wreckage. One of the survivors was Emiko Yamane, the daughter of Japan's famous paleontologist. For some of the victims, there was hope. For others, there would be no tomorrow. I don't know how many hours went by before an auxiliary hospital unit found me. I knew it was daylight. I was surprised to be alive. The odor of scorched flesh permeated the air. The sight of all the helpless human wreckage snapped me back to stark reality.
Emiko!
Steve! Steve Martin! Are you badly hurt?
After last night, I'm lucky to be alive.
I guess we're all living on borrowed time. Oh, Steve, what brought this upon us?
I don't know, Emiko. I don't know. Father, is he all right?
Yes. He's meeting with the security officials now. Don't move, Steve. I'll try to get a doctor for you.
It was still hard for me to believe that I could be lying here in a hospital alive when I think of the thousands of others dead and dying in the ruins around me. When I think back, only a few days ago, I was en route to Cairo, with a few days layover in Tokyo. I was looking forward to a visit with an old college friend, Dr. Serizawa, a theoretical scientist who was gaining great recognition in the Far East for his unusual experiments. While I was unaware of it at the time, 10,000 feet below, an incident was about to take place that would shake the foundations of the civilized world.
Thank you.
This morning, it would have been impossible for anyone to convince me that I would ever see Tokyo like this again.
Martin, you are Mrs. Steve Martin?
Yes.
I'm Shigeo Oto, assistant to Dr. Serizawa.
Oh, how do you do? And how is Serizawa?
His health is fine, but he regrets not being here to meet you.
Something wrong?
Dr. Serizawa had to go inland on some field experiments. He wanted to delay them until after your visit, but they were much too important. He hopes that you'll understand.
Of course. Oh, when's he planning to return?
Perhaps before he departs to Cairo. In the meanwhile, if there's anything I can do, please feel free to call me.
I certainly will.
Hi, now my name is Steve Martin.
I'm sorry, Mr. Martin, but we must ask you to come to the security office for questioning.
It's a polite way of telling me I'm under arrest.
No, no arrest, just questioning. But it is imperative that you come.
Of course.
I'll take your bag. Hotel Nikatsu?
No, still the Imperial.
How do you do, Mr. Martin?
Mr. Iwanaga.
During your flight last night, did anything unusual occur?
Well, I didn't notice anything. I was busy writing and reading the rest of the time I was sleeping.
Oh, I see.
I understand you've questioned everyone on my flight. What is it you're trying to find out? I represent United World News.
I don't know, Mr. Martin. I don't know whether it should be printed or not.
I don't follow you.
You see, we don't know what it is we're dealing with. At 3:30 this morning, a ship from Tokyo was literally wiped from the surface of the ocean in a matter of seconds.
Anything from the ship's radio?
It said there was a blinding flash of light, and the ocean burst into flame.
Could have been a mine or a collision.
And why would the radio men not report a mine or a collision?
That's a good point. Well, whatever's being done, I'd like to find out about.
All right, come with me. This is the chart room of the Nankai Steamship Company. It was their ship which was sunk.
You're telling me what they're discussing?
They're at a loss to explain how their ship could disappear so suddenly.
Any survivors?
No, not yet. We're in direct contact with a rescue ship now. It should arrive at the scene of the sinking in a few hours.
Imediatamente o telegrama para o Brasil. Acaba de ser afundado o 8º navio japonês. Um grande desastre, uma coisa terrível.
Veja
ele mandar logo imediatamente.
That's it, operator. Mr. George Lawrence, United World News, Chicago, USA. Japanese ship disasters puzzle world. 8 ships obliterated by mysterious blinding flash of fire. No survivors found. Radio reports from stricken ships gave the same message. That's right. Terrible sea of fire engulfs all. Stop.
staggering death toll forces all shipping schedules be canceled. Will remain Tokyo unless word from you. Sign it, Steve Martin. You got it, thanks.
Like a creeping illness, panic began to spread all over Japan. The Nankai Shipping Company swarmed with distraught families pleading for news of lost crews. A few survivors who had been found died in a matter of minutes from shock and strange burns. With disaster following disaster, the terror-stricken people demanded action be taken. Security officials and scientists were called together. Dr. Yamane, Japan's leading paleontologist, was among the top scientists invited to the meeting. I had met Dr. Yamane through my friend Sarazawa several years ago. If there was to be an answer to these mysterious ship disasters, it would come from these men.
I'm afraid
my Japanese is a little rusty.
Dr. Yamane is suggesting to the officials that they question the natives of a small island. He says that Oto Island is close to the area where the disasters have taken place.
Oto Island, a bleak spot of land in the Pacific, populated with several hundred natives who were now half paralyzed with fear. These people were the only ones who had seen some of the fires at sea. They were also the only ones who saw a survivor of the sinkings, and his visit was a short one. The next morning, a helicopter was dispatched from Tokyo. The security officer, Mr. Iwanaga, had arranged for me to join the group of officials who were to question the natives of Oto Island. While various natives of the island were being interrogated by the officials, Tomo and I went out among the natives.
Hai, mimashita. Tatsukatta to mimashita.
Kune no sounan no koto shitteru ka?
Hai.
Nan datta ka?
Kaibutsu desu. Osoroshii kaibutsu desu. Mata kimasu yo. Washi wa Kazuko no tokoro ni ikanakia naran.
And Tomo, we make him mad?
He's frightened. He's terribly frightened.
He must have seen something.
He claims he saw a monster, a horrible monster.
He saw a monster. He's had too much sake.
No, no, Mr. Martin. These island people are very superstitious.
Well, let's see what else we can find out. It was decided that we would spend the night, and it gave me an opportunity to witness a rare ceremony, one that was all but forgotten.
The island people are beset by many dangers, Steve. Some real, some imagined. This ceremony is dedicated to one such danger. Well, there is a legend among the island people that somewhere off their shores, there exists a monster too terrible for a mortal to deceive. Many centuries ago, they used to send a young girl out on a raft each year as a sacrifice.
The name of this monster.
Did you hear that? Godzilla.
They believe their Godzilla is responsible for all these ship disasters?
They're certain of it.
I wasn't just sure what it was. No one was sure. No one except the natives. And they were positive. They said it was Godzilla. The next morning, the officials brought some of the islanders back to Tokyo to make a direct report.
大山委員、赤い家屋17、死者9名、次の項のその他家畜とありますが、その内訳はどういうことになっておりますか？
Each of the natives of Odo Island told his own story of the sudden turbulence and had his own ideas of its cause. They were all of the opinion that the destruction was brought about by a living creature.
I have not been to the island myself, but the world today is filled with many mysteries. In the Himalayas, footprints of snowmen have been found. No one knows anything about them. So if there's no one who can explain a phenomenon at the top of the world, is it not possible that some other unexplainable phenomenon might exist at the bottom of the ocean? A research party should be organized to make a scientific survey of Odo Island.
I'm going to catch up to your money. I'll see you later. It seems to me that there are still forces left in this world that none of us can understand. Oh, excuse me. Dr. Yamani.
Steve Martins, it is good to see you.
You take this monster talk seriously?
Who can tell?
I understand you're heading the research group to Odo Island.
Yes, we leave this afternoon.
With your permission, I'd like to come along. I've been cleared by the security office.
Of course. Pier J at 2 o'clock.
Good. See you there. Pier J swarmed with well-wishers for Dr. Yamani and his party. But there was still a feeling of anxiety among us all. For every ship that had taken this course had vanished from the face of the earth. Yes, there was a feeling of anxiety. But perhaps the two exceptions were Emiko and a young Marine officer named Ogata. At the moment, they seemed more interested in each other. When I'd last seen Emiko, she had just become engaged to Dr. Sarizawa. It was the usual triangle. Only this time, it was to play an important part in the lives of millions of people.
This well is contaminated. Please stay back. This ground is dangerous. Mr. Ojihara. These are footsteps of a living creature. They're also radioactive. This ground is dangerous. Everybody, please stay back.
Emiko, a trilobite, a three-winged worm which was thought to be extinct.
Don't hold it in your bare hands.
What does that mean?
It's a fabulous discovery.
Trilobite. Isn't that a...
Godzilla! Godzilla!
What's up, Tomo? It's safer up on the hills. Size of those footprints.
It can safely be assumed that 2 million years ago, this Brontosaurus and other ancient reptiles roamed the Earth. It was known as the Jurassic Age. During this period, there was another species which we may call the intermediary animal, a cross between the land-living and the sea-living animals. Let us call this creature Godzilla, according to the legend of Oda Island. And judging from this photograph, this creature is over 400 feet tall. Of course. The question we are asking ourselves is how this animal happened to reappear after all these centuries and so near to the coast of Japan. One answer could be that some rare phenomenon of nature allowed this breed of the Jurassic Age to reproduce itself. And for a long span of time, it had no reason to reappear to the world. But now that analysis of radioactivity of the creature's footprint shows the existence of strontium 90, a product of the H-bomb. It is my belief that Godzilla was resurrected due to the repeated experiments of H-bombs.
Can you hear me okay, George?
Coming in clear.
Now let's have it, Steve. What about this monster story of yours?
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
You realize your story's front page all over the country. We want to know what's being done about this monster.
Well, here's your headline. Security decides to use depth bomb on Godzilla.
Well, that's fine. But how can they use depth bombs against something they can't even see?
Same way they look for a submarine, sonar. Well, they'll find him, all right. The big question is, will they kill him?
Well, stay on it, Steve. And keep us posted.
I will. So long, George.
Steve, you are a better newspaper man than a linguist.
It is good to hear from you.
I just got the message that you called. Did you finish with your experiments?
Yes, I finished.
Good, let's have dinner tonight.
Please make it tomorrow.
Emiko is coming over this evening, and she said it was important.
All right, I'll check with you tomorrow.
That will be fine, Steve.
Sayonara.
The marriage between Emiko and Dr. Sarazawa had been arranged when they were both children. And while Emiko wasn't in love with the great scientist, she had great respect and admiration for him. It proved difficult for her to tell him that she was going to marry Ogata.
It's good to have you home, Dr. Sarazawa.
It is good to be back, Emiko.
I'm glad we had this time together. There is something important I must tell you.
But there is something far more important which I must show you. Come with me. Stand back.
The world must not know of this. Promise to keep my secret. I won't even tell my father. Nothing. Nothing. Father, what is it?
They are so wrong. Godzilla should not be destroyed. He should be studied. Namiko, please, leave me alone.
Hi.
By the end of the day, it was generally assumed that the underwater demolition had ended the short but terrible reign of Godzilla. There was a feeling of relief throughout Tokyo. Even celebration. But both the hope and celebration were short-lived. The city was aware that Godzilla was inside Tokyo Harbor. Among the people, there was a state of panic. The military used every man and machine available in an effort to stem the oncoming terror.
Namiko return?
Hi. Gojira! Gojira, Akita!
I couldn't tell Dr. Sarazawa about us.
I understand, Emiko. On the hill. Damage had been severe, but fortunately confined to the dock section of the city. Godzilla was still in Tokyo Bay, and there was every reason to believe he would return, unless some means was found to stop him.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, Tomo.
What'd you run out of the meeting for?
Had to get this story off to the paper. Anything happen after I left?
Yes. They're making one last big effort to stop it.
What's that?
Come here, I'll show you. Tokyo is surrounded by high-tension electrical towers. To get to the heart of the city, Godzilla would have to break through 300,000 volts of electricity. The officials are trying to have everything ready by nightfall. Now I must report back to my station.
All right. And thanks, Tomo.
So long, Steve.
Sayonara. The security officials ordered a general evacuation of all non-essential personnel. It was a monumental job, but a job which had to be done. By nightfall, everyone was off the streets. The news office commanded a good view of Tokyo and was receiving all reports directly from security headquarters. Recording is for George Lawrence, United World News, Chicago, USA. Everyone remaining in the city was on a watch and wait basis. The wait was not a long one. Tokyo, time has been turned back 2 million years. This is my report as it happens. A prehistoric monster the Japanese call Godzilla has just walked out of Tokyo Bay. He's as tall as a 30-story building. And now he's making his way toward the city's main line of defense. 300,000 volts of electricity strung around the city as a barrier. A barrier against Godzilla. Just happened. Now it seems Tokyo has no defense.
Thank you.
involving an entire tank corps, a point-blank firing range. I'm saying a prayer, George. A prayer for the whole world. Tanks have been wiped out by a wall of flames. Neither man nor his machines are able to stop this creature. Godzilla has turned the heart of Tokyo into a sea of fire. Beneath the flames, thousands lie dead or dying.
Now.
This is it, George. Steve Martin signing off from Tokyo, Japan.
Watch it.
Hi, Miko.
You've been sleeping very nervously.
Oh, God. Hello, Steve. Anything new develop?
Nothing you will develop unless...
Unless what?
I was shown a terrible secret, which is probably the only weapon which could destroy Godzilla.
What is it?
I promised Dr. Sarazawa never to reveal his secret to anyone.
Emiko. Emiko, last night Tokyo was destroyed. Tomorrow it might be Osaka or Yokohama. If you can't help, you must.
When I went to see Dr. Sarazawa, I had intended to tell him about Ogata and me, but there was something he wanted to show me first.
Something.
Dr. Sarazawa had been experimenting with oxygen when he came upon a terrible chemical discovery, a way to destroy all oxygen in water, thereby disintegrating all living matter. An amount no larger than a baseball could turn Tokyo Bay into a graveyard. Sarazawa had found a terrible destructive power, and until he could find a counteracting good that would come from his discovery, he didn't want the world to know his secret. He made me promise never to tell what I had seen.
Emiko, we need Sarazawa's help. There's no other way.
If I could only see him. Just talk to him.
Perhaps I can change his mind. Ogata will go with me.
Whatever you do, Emiko, you mustn't fail.
Sit down. Doctor, I know of your oxygen destroyer. We must have it. I don't know what you are talking about.
I broke my promise, Sarazawa. I told Eve Martin and Ogata. They both agree. You must use your oxygen destroyer against Godzilla.
Sorry, Ogata. The oxygen destroyer cannot be used. If we don't defend ourselves from Godzilla now, what will become of us? And what will become of us if a weapon such as I now have falls into the wrong hands? Then you have a responsibility no man has ever faced. You have your fear, which might become reality. And you have Godzilla, which is reality.
Attention. Attention, people of Japan. At this moment, a nationwide prayer is being observed for the survivors of devastated Tokyo. The voices of our children are raised in a prayer for the courage to surmount the destruction of today and look forward with hope for peace and light.
Have you decided? Yes. But this must be the only time the oxygen destroyer will be used.
Finding the location of Godzilla, the oxygen destroyer, all these had been accomplished.
What the?
Sarazawa insisted upon helping Ogata place the weapon.
And now, the divers are descending. We ask the whole world to stand by. They have reached the bottom. One diver is up. It is Ogata. Dr. Sarazawa has not yet started his ascent.
Suzuha! Susan! Suzuha!
Ogata! It is working! Live happily with Emiko. Surazawa! Hold the line up. Answer me. Surazawa! People of the world, Godzilla is dead. Give us strength to rebuild our beloved land. He said, be happy together. Menace was gone. So was a great man. But the whole world could wake up and live again.